Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, people. Every week I get a whole new intro song. I was waiting for my other song, Reach for God, by Jamie Vyman to come on. But hello and good Tuesday evening. I know you guys have been waiting for this show for the weeks to pass since I've been advertising it. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for joining me tonight. If you could be doing some of anything. That's why I didn't pick Thursday nights, because Thursday nights is going to be competition whenever Miss Scandal comes back on. But for right now, we have my show, Reflections with Lynn, the relationship talk show. And tonight we have an enlightening, enriching, fulfilling show, guys. You know, a couple weeks ago we had Malcolm Banks on where he spoke on what a guy wants, what a guy needs. And then we had, you know, the guys talk about, you know, how they romance their wives and all that kind of stuff, even when they have really busy lives and stuff. And so now we're going to have today, and I'm so excited about having this guest, we're going to have on our show today Mrs. Lindsay McGee. Now, for you people that are not Facebook people or on my page, at least, or for you people that don't belong to Salem, you may go, who's Lindsay McGee? But everybody who is on my page and is a member of Salem knows exactly when we say Lindsay, what we're ready for. Lindsay will give you the briefing really quickly on Facebook, keeping it 100, and that's why I love about her. She's outspoken, but beautiful, and guys, she is saved and single. We are going to talk today about Waiting for My Boaz, the plight of the saved and single sister. Christian women waiting for their mate tend to want to do what we call wait for Boaz. To them, the best role model for the Christian husband in the Bible has been defined as the Boaz. And Boaz is in the Old Testament, in the book of Ruth, and he happened to be a cousin to her ex-mother-in-law, and that's another long story that my show is only on for half an hour, but if you want to know, it's in the book of Ruth. It's a really nice love story, a story of redemption, but it's one that you notice a lot. Well, I wouldn't know because I've never been into a singles ministry, but I hear a lot of women saying they're waiting for their Boaz. Christian dating seems to be all about finding your exact perfect Boaz. The thing about that is some Boazes may not be perfect for you. They may be perfect, but they may not be perfect for you. Today, my guest will share her experience and hopefully enlighten a few sisters on their plight as we discuss being saved, sexy, single, and a sister. What are the pros and the cons? Are there any pros or any cons? Right, can you be content and saved, sexy, and single? Lindsay is, I just pulled together a bio for her, and I'm sure she can enhance it for me once she gets on. But she is an independent, educated, employed sister who loves the Lord. Anyone that knows this young lady would quickly agree that she not only has an outward beauty, but an inner glow. Raised with values and morals, but still knows how to kick it and have fun. She has all the qualities that any Boaz looking for her would appreciate. Lindsay McGee is still single. What's up with that? Welcome my guest, Lindsay McGee, to the show. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Hey,
how are you? Very
good.
So was I right? Are you all that independent, educated, all that good stuff? And let's talk about you for a few seconds.
Absolutely. I am definitely independent. I would like to say I'm educated. I do love the Lord. I am single. And so I am everything that you said, basically.
Okay. Okay. So let's talk about your relationship status. Have you drawn a I'm contempt, or how you, how are you feeling about that? Where are you with that? Is this your 2015, your year to get a ring? You know, 2015, getting a ring. You know how to, everybody got a slogan.
Right. I think that I'm a very, very interesting case because generally when you think about women, you think about emotional and you, everybody's waiting to get married, everybody, that's what they're dreaming about. And don't get me wrong, like, I mean, I'm a typical girl when it comes to, I do want to be married and I want to be in love and that's a beautiful thing. But I'm not the typical sitting around waiting and hoping. I am happy single. I think that my story as far as my relationship status, I was in a relationship for a very long time from when I was in high school.
Okay.
And so I'm kind of, I'm not new because it's been about 3 years I've been single, but I mean, this new dating age is just like a culture shock and it's something that you have to learn. So for me, I am happy being single, but I don't want to be single forever. So I'm open, and I am attempting to date and see basically, you know, where that leads me. But I'm not like, oh, where's my husband? I'm ready to get married type of thing,
right.
You know.
Right, right. Well, you know, you know how that is. And then the one thing, guys, that I do want to put out here is I love this girl because she is a definite – keep it 100, sister. So if she's out, you should be ready, y'all. She might really not be ready. But you know, it's a well-known fact that, you know, opposites attract or whatever. But it's also known that likes attract likes, meaning pretty much, you know, if I am and you're a member of the greatest church in the world, I'm a member of New Dimensions right now, but I was at the greatest church in the world, but I'm at New Dimensions, my greatest church on the west side, but and I say that because my pastor listens to everything I record, so you got to put that out there. But anyway, so, and that is a huge mega church with a lot of brothers, and I'm sure there are a lot of single brothers. I know guys who go to church just to find a woman. We're going to be in that whole thing somewhere else. So I know that circle, and then, like, I know you, at least I remember you used to be involved, like, with the praise team and the dance, and the, you know, so you, people know you. Let's just put it like that. People know you. So I'm sure that, you know, you would be on somebody's top 10 gotta get list. What do you think is the issues? And then... let me just draw this out to you, too. What, so even though they're looking at you, and you know, we, as the Bible tells us, that we are, if a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. It doesn't tell us to go find Boaz, because even Ruth didn't go find him. She was there working and gleaming and in sort of preparation based on what Naomi was telling her to do, and then he saw her. So and you're in a place to be seen. You're there, you know, you have all the qualities, but if a brother walks up to you and he's not your perfect Boaz, so tell us, what would be your top five qualities for your Boaz?
Okay. Well, for me, I think that I did think about this, like, what is the top five? Because I feel like you have this long list and all of these things that you want. And sometimes it could be out of control because I feel like that could be me. I'm real picky, so I'm, like, picking all kind of stuff. But so I tried to narrow it down for you. The first thing that I thought about was I need him to be a leader and independent because I am very headstrong. I got a lot to say. And if you let me, I'm going to take control because it's just there. I don't know. It's just a part of my personality. So it's important for me, for whomever I decide to be with, for him to be a leader. Otherwise, I will run him. And I don't want to do that. That's not fun. I want him to run. You know, I want him to be the head of the house. But if he lets me, I'll take over.
Let me put a pin there. Let me ask you something real quick. Because I wrote that down, independent and leader. Let me ask you something. Give me a scenario. What type of brother, how could he, knowing you and know that you have a control thing, you want to be the leader, what could he do to tone you down that wouldn't offend you? You know what I'm saying? What could he do? So if there's a brother out there listening right now, he's like, oh, man, I really want to, you know, I want her to be my wife. I want her to put the ring thing with me in 2015. But I don't know because I've seen her in action. What could he do to let you know that he's willing to step up, take charge, and it doesn't offend you?
Right.
You get me?
I think that it is 100% about finesse. Because I think that most women, when you're dealing with black women in general, because, you know, everybody isn't the same, there is a way that you have to, you have to deal with us without us getting, you know, all excited or, you know, turned up. So for me, I think that in the past, it's not that I need him to be like, let me lay down the law. Let me tell you what we got to do right now. Because I don't know if I'm going to respond properly today.
Right.
So I think it's about the approach. I think it's about leading and actually showing me that you have best interests for everybody, and, you know, at heart. And so that makes it a little bit easier for me to follow. And I also think that if you're being honest and all of the other things on the list, like if you're being honest and you're being loyal and you're taking care of your part of the deal, I think that's where the submission comes in. Because, like, if we go on that topic where everybody talks about women submitting to their husbands, but I think that if a man loved his wife like God loved the church, which is what the Bible says, you know, in that same verse, if the man was doing that, a woman wouldn't have a problem with submitting. If you love his wife, taking care of me and you there for me and all of that, why wouldn't I go and make your plate? I mean, you taking care of me. I think that that's the two parts of, for me. I think it's as long as he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, I think that I can take him taking control.
Okay, that's good. I like that. And I love how you reference the whole submission scenario, because let me tell you, submission is a really hard thing to do, and I think it's harder when you're dating, because again, I'm not an expert at all at dating, but I would imagine that especially when you're used to running your own life and your own thing, and you know, and then somebody's trying to tell you what to do. What? Really? I mean, that's just what I would imagine. I would imagine it's harder for submission. People, you guys feel free to call in at 347-215-9556 and join in on this conversation. So give us number two.
I went on to the top thing for most women, and that is honesty and loyalty. Like, I think that, and I don't wanna be misunderstood when I say that, because everybody's gonna make mistakes. Everybody's gonna, you know, fall short, and you know, they may screw up in a royal way, but I think that I need a person to just be honest all around, not a sneaky person, not somebody that, you know, will be one way with you and another way, you know, when you're not around. So that's 100% very important for me, for you to be a 100 type of person.
Okay. And then number three. So is that two and three, honesty, and or is that one?
No, that's
two.
One. That's just two. Yeah.
Two. Okay, let's go to three.
So I said I wanted him to be enlightened. What I mean by that is, I feel like I try to be very enlightened. I try to be I want to be knowledgeable. I want to know what's going on in the world. I mean, you don't have to know everything about everything. But if somebody brings up a topic, I want to be able to be a part of it. I also feel like, to make it more of a spiritual thing, I don't just want to be with somebody who's surface. Like, let's get these clothes and let's get these things. Like, I want them to know that there's something deeper. I want them to be in touch with something more spiritual and just something, and not taking it straight to church or straight to Jesus. But, I mean, there is another realm that's at play, and I just want them to be just conscious of life, conscious that, you know, they're home. And just conscious that, you know, there's a lot of other stuff going on. And I think that because I'm that way, it would be hard for me to deal with somebody who's just always, everything is real surface.
Oh, wow. You got a caller. Let's see. We have a caller online. And when you guys call, if you want to ask a question, if you want to be brought on live, there should be like a button or something that you touch on your phone. It's going to give you a prompt. So whoever you are on, 7047 is your last four. I'm going to come to you. I'm going to let her do her next piece, and I'm going to come to you. So don't hang up. 7047 is your last four. I'm coming right to you. Okay, so that was number three. So what's number four?
I said I need him to be easygoing.
Okay.
Because I think that I'm high strung. And
no,
I need
really?
Somebody that's just kind of. So
okay.
I need somebody to balance me out. Because I'm going to wear everybody out. So I need the husband to be like, okay, bitch, we about to just relax right here. Because you getting a little too fired up. So I need him to be easygoing. And under that is like, you know, laughing and funny and just somebody
right.
that can. They don't take life too seriously all the time because I get too serious sometimes.
Wow. Okay, so we're going to go to 7047. Hi, you are live.
Hi.
On Reflections with Lynn. And you have my guest, Lindsay McGee, is on with us. Did you have a question or a statement? And what's your name?
Rashida Brady.
Hey, Rashida Brady. How are you?
Hi. It's a great show. I just want to say that this is really interesting. Everything that's been said, Lindsay, is bringing the heat.
Okay, she is. And that's why I brought her on for it, because I knew she could do it. So what's your question?
So I have been in a situation where looking for Boaz, and I met a guy who was celibate and was in church and was like a very active member in church. And you could tell there was attraction there. And he had been like celibate for like 14 years. So, you know, he could hear the word of the Lord and actually do what he says. And
what?
He
Wait
was
a minute,
like,
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Celibate for 14 years. How old is 16? No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So you're like, okay, well, this is a good catch. And he's like, I'm not ready for a relationship. And he's like something like 33. And I'm like, oh, well, then if you're not ready for a relationship, who is? you are in church constantly. You're like, I'm not having sex until I get married. How are you not ready? And he said something that was very interesting that I want to bring to the table. When you're a man in church, because there's so many women in church, the pastor is always like gearing, like you fooling around with that man and he cheating on you and all the girls and stuff, like, woo, yeah, and doing all of that. So men always feel like I need to get ready for this one because of the way that society has like geared, or pastors have geared their sermons to be like men are no good. And so I wonder, in this day and age, it seems like we're moving away from marriage now and everybody just wants to date and just wants a friend forever and stuff like that, how we can even bring back the culture of marriage, because I don't think very many people are looking for their spouses these days.
First of all, let me just say I commend the brother for that long. I think maybe he has a backstory. And I'm not going to, you know, I don't know. If this is Lindsay's hour, I don't know. But he may have a backstory. But let me just say to you that what I've learned out of life now, of course, I've been with the same man forever, but what I've learned from what I've seen and read, and when a man tells you something, he really is telling you something. So if he's not ready, he's not ready. Would you agree with me, Lindsay?
Absolutely. I think that, like, from a female perspective, it's like, okay, well, this is a perfect catch. But we have to understand that there could have been a lot of things at play when you met him. Now, the attraction that you felt and the attraction that you saw, he could have felt that attraction, but it could have been a different attraction.
Mm-hmm.
The attraction that you thought was, oh, this is a good catch. We could maybe work out. For him, it could have been like, man, this is the type of woman that I was sleeping with 14 years ago, and that's all I wanted to do. Or that's the type of emotion you evoked in him. So it could have been scary. Because it was like, okay, that's immediately where his mind went. And if he's been celibate for 14 years and that's what he wants to do until he gets married, it may have been something to say, I don't even want to mess with this because I already see that I could go down the wrong path. Or it's simply that he didn't feel the wife connection, and that don't have anything to do with you, and it doesn't make you less of a person, but he just could have literally not been your one or the person for you. You know what I'm saying? Just because a man 14 years and he hear from the Lord, every man, that cannot be your man.
Exactly.
So I think he just has a lot of stuff that could have been at play for that. And I just, as far as the whole culture of marriage,
I think that it depends on where you are. Because there are a lot of people getting married. I mean, on my timeline on Facebook, everybody getting engaged, everybody getting married. Now, the question is, do they stay married? They don't generally. But I think that if you are surround yourself with people that are getting married, I think that then you'll feel like it is a part of the culture. Everybody's getting married. But then if most of your people are single and living the free life, then you feel like, hey, nobody gets married. So I just think it depends on where you are.
Right. You have a call on 596163. Rashida, I love that. Thank you. And you know what? I know that you are another strong, saved single sister. My hand goes out to you all.
Thank you.
Girl, God got somebody for you. Don't even trip. I'm going to put you back on hold, so if you want to come back, but I have another couple other callers. This 6163,
okay.
I'm going to come to you. Okay, you're going to be live in 2 seconds. Hello, 6163. You're live on Reflections with Lynn, and we're here talking about the plight of the single woman. Is I guess it's not really a plight with my sister, Lindsay McGee. You and what's your name?
Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Oh, this is my baby girl, Michelle. How are you? So you know what? You definitely ain't no single woman.
I'm not.
You just want to say how you did. You have a comment?
What you got to say for us, Michelle?
Right.
No, I actually do understand where Lindsay is coming from with the whole. It's about who you surround yourself with, because it's the same thing when you are in a marriage. You can't be married and surround yourself with a bunch of single people because of the influences and the things of that nature. Either they feel like their boyfriend needs to propose to them ASAP because their friend is married, which has been the case in friendships of mine, and it ended badly, or that single person that may be a little weaker in that relationship may feel the influence and want to stray and do single stuff, and that's not conducive. I definitely agree with what you're saying.
Well, I love that. Thank you, sweetie. We have like 7 minutes left, and I wanted to get to your last point before we get off. So you were at Eve going.
Yes. Okay, so the very last one, which is really important to women too, I said that I needed him to be resourceful. And what I mean by this is, I know women, like, you know, especially today with, like, social media and with all of the reality shows, everybody want a big ring, everybody want a rich man. And the fact of the matter is, 80% of us will not get a rich man and a huge ring.
Mm.
So for me, I need the man to be resourceful. I've never lived a rich life. My daddy wasn't rich. So I'm not about to be like, I need you to be rich. But what I do need is for you to know how to get stuff done. Like, if you can't pay to get the grass cut, baby, I need you to be able to cut the grass. Or if you can't cut the grass, I need you to be able to pay to get that grass cut. And so for me, I feel like, because my example of a man was my dad, and he always figured out a way. He always had a plan. He always working. He was never out of work, never, you know what I'm saying? And so for me, all I need is for you to say, okay, this is what we got. We got lemons, let's make lemonade. We got wood, let's build a barn, whatever the case may be.
So I love it. And you know what? I think guys respect a woman that is able to accept them being resourceful. I think guys think that women set these very high limits, and if you don't, you know, if you're not Fortune 5000 or whatever, you're not all up in there, you're not blinging, and you're not making so many dollars. You know, everybody is really trying to make this thing called marriage and life and love work. Because at the end of the day, if you love me, you're going to handle the business. You're going to take care. You are not going to let me starve. You're not going to let me be cold. And if the ring got to come off the layaway, then so be it. Just every week we go see it. 9918, my mommy. Hold on. I got another call for you really quickly. 9918, you are live with Reflections with Lynn. Relationship chat with the beautiful and phenomenal Miss Lindsay McGee. How are you?
I'm excited. And I'd like to say to Lynette, God bless you. Keep God first and do your best. Continue. Thank God for the truth and righteousness as you young people speak. I'm just happy. I'm just elated. God bless you, and always tell the truth.
All right. You going to say something to Lindsay? She's still single. No.
Yeah. Tell her to hold fast to Jesus and keep God first and do her best, and she will certainly have success.
Hallelujah.
Okay, Bobby. Thank you. Thank you. That's another caller here, but we have like 5 minutes left, and I wanted to kind of just make sure we went over these points again, just to push them, because they are extremely important, and I want the sisters and the guys to understand the heart of a woman who really, like you said, it's not that I don't ever want to get married, but you're content right now, but if you do get married, you do want qualities that are going to fit and complement you. You want him to be independent, definitely a leader. Well, let me say this, I put leader and independent, so...
Right.
You have leader qualities, and he needs to be able to balance and not so much, I don't want to say shut you down, but balance you. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
You don't take over, because if you do, if they let you, you will take charge. You want
right.
someone who is honest and loyal to you. That is extremely important. Men do not understand. People in general don't understand I would rather you tell me the truth, even if it's going to hurt me, then a lie to me to keep me from being hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I would rather you just tell me the truth. And sometimes people shouldn't just ask, because when they tell you the truth, you don't want to hear it. But always being honest and considering me. And that's, you know, one of the things that love will do. You know, love, you know, they say in Corinthians, love endures. Love does endure, but there is something that we have to do. We have to... parts we have to play. I was trying to see, should I? It's 3 minutes. I got caught last week taking a call at the last minute. I'm not doing that anymore. So you want them to be enlightening. I like that, knowledgeable. Because, I'm telling you guys, Lindsay will go see a movie on you and come back and spit some history lesson, and you'll be sitting like, what? No, you want to balance. You want to have a little bit of knowledge when you with Lindsay. Easygoing. Oh, because you're high strung. Because I got easy going, high strung.
Right.
I'm like, wait a minute. What the no fuck?
I'm high
okay,
strung.
You are high strung. And then they definitely want to be resourceful.
Yes.
I definitely appreciate your honesty there. We have 2 minutes left. 2 minutes and 40-something seconds. And I really am scared to do this. I'm not going to do it. Because I usually, last week when I switched over, girl, okay, I'm going to try. I'm going to give you whoever 2481, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. And if you go over the 30 seconds, I'm going to hang up on you. Hello, 2481, you are calling live. I just realized who this is.
Well,
hey,
you know
how
what,
are
Mama?
You?
How you doing? Tell you
down. I just realized this was you.
Yeah, you're going to put me on the spot. What do you mean resourceful? Why a man got to be resourceful? No, I'm just fair. I'm so sorry. But you just put me on the spot. I ain't got nothing to say.
But you had your button lit.
With you. Oh, I don't know why. Oh,
yeah,
you know what? Well, congratulations to all you single and celibate people.
Okay.
Love God. Keep him first. Do your best. And you're going to have success.
We heard that.
No,
we heard
and,
that. Wait a minute.
Okay,
what about the guy that's 16 years, 14 years celibate. Jesus.
Who is that? That ain't me.
The guy that the baby was talking about earlier. Wrote that down. 14 years celibate.
I'm
gonna have to ask
Jesus
how true that is.
I think you know
that's
saying it's
gonna
lose it. You lose it.
They got toys out there to make people celibate now. I think he lying.
Okay, Linnell. Okay. All right. Okay, baby. Love you. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so for everybody else, I'm
don't
sorry.
Press that button no more.
I muted my wrong guest. Okay, I done muted the wrong person. Okay, here we go. For all of you that were trying to hit in, I'm so sorry. I can't go over again. I went over last week, and then, but I want to thank my guest, Miss Lindsay McGee, for her input today. I thank you for your time. I hope you guys really enjoyed the show. I had a great time. I actually... learn something. I really did. And I appreciate you for being there. Are you doing anything special? You doing anything? I let people tell what they're doing and what they're going to be doing and nothing.
I'm just
I'm just living life. So you can find, you can be my friend on Facebook, and you can see me act crazy all day because I'm real ignorant, and we can have fun. But that's it.
All right, you guys. Well, you guys be her friend. And again, thank you, Lindsay, for your time. And then if you guys want to come on the 24th of January, get my book. I'm going to be doing my book signing at Alumni Apparel, 9537 South Jeffrey. Love you guys, and you keep it real.